The Ghana Education Service has threatened to dismiss teachers and officials of the service who engage in examination malpractices. The Director General of the service, Jacob Kaur, who announced this at a news conference in Accra, said anybody involved in such acts will not be shielded. Mr. Kaur said the service, in collaboration with the police service and the BNI, will provide effective monitoring during examination periods. According to him, there are stringent measures in place to ensure that this year's basic education certificate examination, starting on Monday, is leakage-free. Yvonne Atilago has the details.
For some time now, examinations at the basic and senior high levels have been fraught with leakages and other challenges. Last year was no exception, leading to the cancellation of some of the papers. For this reason, the Ghana Education Service, together with the ministry, has adopted new strategies to ensure that this year's BECE and other subsequent examinations are free of any paper leakage. Jacob Kaur, who is the Director General of the GES, expressed concern about the situation.
It seems GES have been doing a lot of good things, but put under the shelf. Now we will come to the limelight with all those things. Those teachers who are involved, we will publish their names and have them sacked from the service. We don't need them. We don't need such people. They are disgracing the profession. This year will be a year of exception, and as such, new measures have been adopted so that we will not hear any examination malpractices or leakage. Depot keepers are directed to adhere strictly to the instructions of using question papers or sending question papers to school and distributing the question papers 45 minutes before the start of paper, irrespective of the distance from the depot. Heads of schools are also requested to ensure that their candidates are seated 30 minutes before the start of the paper, and after that, they should leave the campus or the exam center. Anybody who is found loitering will be arrested by the police. Be you a teacher or a head teacher who sent the candidates there. After the students are seated, please be several hundred over 100 meters away from the center. Supervisors are also directed not to admit candidates who report very late. But if for one reason, which is so obvious that the candidate cannot be denied writing exams, they should report to WAEC why they took that action. Supervisors are reminded that when question papers are brought, they must certify that the question papers' pockets are intact on reaching the school.
Mr. Kaur also spoke of plans to clamp down on social media sites used to leak examination papers.
We, as management, have observed that there are rogue websites and internet, as well as social media, that distribute fake questions. Sometimes it's questions which are already written and they photocopy and put it on the media, creating anxiety that the questions have leaked. The council therefore decided to clamp down on these rogue websites. And as we are speaking, those people who are operating those websites are in the hands of the Ghana Police Service. The most notorious one, let me mention the name, Mr. Luke Dito Dito. That is his name. And another one called Coffee Linking, who are together operating with 27,000 subscribers, have been arrested by the police. That is in connection with last year BEC examination. Furthermore, on teachers who happen to be involved in the snapping of the questions and transmitting them to the various media centers are also going through disciplinary action by the Ghana Education Service.
Meanwhile, the GES says a software known as the Item Differentiate Profile, IDP, has been developed by the West African Examination Council, WAEC, to help detect and expose candidates who engage in examination malpractices. The Director General of GES, Jacob Kaur, who made this known, said some centres have been identified as leakage-prone or suspected to condone malpractices. Therefore, these centres will be strictly monitored. Due to security reasons, such centres were not mentioned.
Candidates and the public are to be reminded of a software known as Item Differential Profile, which has been developed by the West African Examinations Council and which is in use, and it can easily detect collusion during the exams. When it is detected, the entire results of the student and the school will be cancelled, and the center, they recognize the invigilators called to answer, the supervisors held responsible, and possibly, if there is negligence on the part of the district and regional directors, they will also be called to answer why that happened in their district or region. But let me tell you, the machine is able to detect 20% and above. When it's 20% and above, everything at the center or all the candidates is going to be cancelled.